Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. This is the Business Day Spotlight, your destination for African business made simple. My name is Mudiwa Gavaza, and for today, we do get into a discussion that we've had from, you know, many different angles on this platform, and that is the issue of cybersecurity. We've had it, you know, from a number of different perspectives. We've had it from the side of corporates. We've had it from the general side of cyber protections. We've even had, I think, one of our last discussions was around the issue of cyber warfare in light of the ongoing Ukraine and Russia conflict that's going on over in Europe, and how all of that has done a lot to actually increase interest in cybersecurity services. But even before the war came into effect over COVID-19 period, we saw a lot of businesses actually becoming more interested in cybersecurity as incidents of cyber attacks were on the rise, particularly in South Africa. Some interesting statistics that came out during the hardest part of the lockdown from Accenture showing that South Africa has the third most cybercrime victims worldwide, losing around 2.2 billion rand a year. And a lot of the time when we talk about some of these protections, they tend to be within the purview of some large IT department at a large corporate. But for today, the discussion that we're going to be having is how small businesses can protect themselves. And two companies that have decided to take it upon themselves to try and see what they can do in the market is Accenture and Vodacom Business. And for today, we are joined by Kabelo Makwane, who is the managing executive for cloud hosting and security over at Vodacom Business. Kabelo, greetings to you today.
Hi, greetings, Vodiwa. And thank you for having me on the show, and greetings to your listeners as well.
Now, thank you so much for being with us. I think maybe a good place for us to start. Usually, we like to get a sense of the organizations that our guests are from in areas of expertise. But, you know, when you think about a name like Vodacom, that is literally a household name in South Africa within the context of, you know, mobile and, you know, telecommunications. So everyone knows what Vodacom is. But maybe you could give us a sense specifically around the type of work that's being done at Vodacom Business and, you know, under your portfolio of cloud hosting and security.
Thank you so much, Mudiwa. Yeah, and it's true that Vodacom is synonymous with mobile and telecommunication services. But, you know, over the last almost nearly half a decade, we've been pivoting our business to service more of the business clientele with digital and cloud solutions. As Vodacom, we have a stated intention as part of our long-term strategic plan to really evolve our business portfolio from simple telco to, I suppose, techco. And techco for us is synonymous with bringing the technology aspects together with telecommunications as a portfolio to help solve for our clients in a more holistic manner across ICTs. And what this means for me, particularly within my portfolio that I lead within Vodacom Business, we basically, you know, curate and create digital solutions that respond to our customers' requirements, whether it be in how we help them on their journey to cloud, whether it be in how we support them with their digital transformation initiatives and endeavors, or whether we, you know, they're concerned about how do they innovate at pace to keep up with the fast-paced evolution of the market in areas such as, for instance, e-commerce or you know, digital services, or simply just by wanting to, you know, put their business and go online, but do that in a way that is efficient, that is optimized, and that helps them to build resilience against potential disruptions. And I think we are all familiar with how markets are being disrupted, you know, through innovative approaches and innovative business models, you know, from e-hailing services disrupting the traditional transport industry, to e-commerce disrupting the traditional, you know, retail industry, and so forth and so on, and also just on demand being something that has become central to how people, consumers alike, would like to, you know, consume and receive their services at their convenience using mobile apps and using mobile payment systems as well. So it sounds, you know, broad and complicated, but really our job is to make all of this simple for our customers and help them to be able to curate and navigate, you know, the types of solutions that they would like to deploy in the industry, in the particular circumstances. And to that effect, we've, over the last, you know, period, we've also been building a lot of our capability from a managed and professional services point of view, you know, certifying people, making sure that they are, they've got the relevant experience to be able to support customers on this particular journey. And we work with, of course, some of the big global you know, technology providers in the cloud space, the big hyperscalers in the security space, you know, a number of the household off-the-shelf security companies and technology providers. And we basically bring those products in such a way that we are able to bring about solutions that respond to customers' point of need at the most appropriate time with the right capabilities, you know, and professional services to support them. Yeah, that's pretty much in a nutshell what we do. And our clientele, as you know, Vodacom services from, you know, Mudiwa Joe Soap on the street to very large corporates. And so we need to be very intentional about how do we, you know, build solutions that are fit for purpose, but also do that at scale and in a way that's simplified and helps our customers to unlock the value and realize the quickest time to value from when they set out.
So I think, you know, maybe we can zero in on that particular aspect, Kabelo, around the fact that you guys do service clients that are across the board, you know, from, I think you said, someone like Mudiwa or Joe on the street, all the way to the large corporates. And I want to focus on, you know, Mudiwa Joe up to, you know, someone who has a couple of employees, maybe has an office and all of that, the small to medium, enterprise. Earlier on, you're talking to us about how, you guys are looking at the landscape and looking at different ways that you can add, you know, different solutions that you can offer to clients long beyond what's going on in the, you know, simple telecom space into more of a technology company. And against that backdrop then, when you guys have something like this, a partnership around cybersecurity, maybe you could set the scene for us, because you guys would not have come up with something like this in a vacuum or out of nowhere. It's usually business solutions are within, you know, are in response to certain problems or certain, you know, opportunities that the likes of yourselves will be seeing in the market. So specifically in the small to medium market, what type of opportunities are you seeing versus the type of threats that these businesses are facing on a daily basis?
Yeah, Mudiwa, that's probably the most important question to say, you know, how do we play a part, and what do we bring to the table? But before I get to that point, the relationship with Accenture per se is one that is a global relationship, stemming also from Vodafone, which is our parent group, a holding company, to Vodacom Group as well. And in recent times, what we've done is to leverage that relationship. About 2.5 years ago, we talked about building an ecosystem of such partners, traditional big consulting houses and global professional services companies who bring specific expertise in terms of strategy, management, consulting, etc., to the table. And those expertise are expertise that perhaps we may not have an appetite for in the short term, and then basically combine that with the strong areas of competence in what Vodacom has built from a capability perspective in terms of infrastructure services, whether it's telecoms infrastructure services, data center hosting infrastructure services, and managed infrastructure services across the board, both on premise or in the public cloud, and also spanning into the managed security services as well that we offer. So when we looked at how we could effectively curate a solution, a turnkey approach to service particularly the SME market, We thought Accenture would be a good partner for us in terms of their strategy, security strategy, forensic capabilities and consulting capabilities to help, journey SMEs in a very simplified way, from the assess to protect, to detect and response a type of continuum when we look at the security landscape, so that when an SME effectively comes to Vodacom with this partnership, they basically can kind of either select the type of security solution that they require at a point in time, or they have a simplified way that they can effectively adopt a solution approach that protects their environment end to end. The rationale behind this is that while it's reported that, as you correctly pointed out, there's about 2.2 billion that is lost in the market based on, threat and hacks and attacks. The unreported aspect is quite significant as well. Though the actual figures are not available, but we have a suspicion that particularly in the mid-market to small business area, a lot of these companies suffer cyber attacks, hacks, and that goes unreported. And typically they don't have a one-stop shop, a partner to go to who can help simplify this space for them. And the reason for that is, a lot of SMEs typically don't have the muscle to have the financial resources, to have the technology expertise, let alone the human capital to be able to, respond effectively to these types of threats, and in most cases simply would succumb and pay ransom in case of ransomware attacks. And in some cases, it may even result in the business folding. So with that in mind, and the fact that with the increased adoption of internet and internet-based services, the proliferation of digital transaction ecosystems and platforms, etc., there's almost a direct correlation also with the increased frequency of ransomware attacks and hacks. The other dimension that's also opened this up is the kind of the broadening of the threat vector, from just typically being in an on-premise type of environment to where people are able to work from, you know, everywhere they are and to trade and transact from everywhere they are, simply means that the boundaries for, you know, how you deploy and protect an organization or even a small business effectively have fallen over, right? It's basically we're operating in boundaryless type of enterprises as we speak today. And so with that in mind, you know, the approach that you take to be able to, you know, defend and protect and respond also to potential security vulnerabilities and how you mitigate against the security, cybersecurity threat is vastly different to how you would have done it previously. So, you know, for SMEs particularly, being able to create a small, simple offer with the associated professional services in a packaged way, but also allowing for them to be able to leverage the broad scale and expertise of a Vodacom and an Accenture with our managed security services centers across the globe, with our cybersecurity operation facilities, and SOC as, you know, for short as they're called, and with the ability to implement security incident and event monitoring capability on a real-time basis. And this we've obviously, you know, built a lot of capability around because we ourselves have to dog food these types of capabilities and technologies to protect our particular enterprise and then use those learnings and lessons to help other clients who may be subject or or vulnerable to the same type of threat. So it's with that that we've brought together this partnership so that we can deliver a real holistic end to end from strategy assessment all the way through detecting and responding, but also offering it in such a way that we make it cost effective for SMEs to not have to run around, you know, try and figure out a very complex security landscape with many different players and different fragmentations across the technology landscape of, you know, who to use for what purpose and who has what capability and what strength in which area. We take all of that complexity away in a neatly packaged managed security offer to these enterprises.
Maybe we can, drill down on that issue of being cost-effective, Kabelo, because it's one of the big things that is being touted here to say that in a situation where you are a small to medium enterprise, you don't necessarily have that ability to hire a full team of IT staff, have a dedicated, you know, set of networking and security experts and the like, you know, rather come to Vodacom and Accenture, and we will help you, you know, to protect your business against, you know, some of these threats, to at least mitigate some of the impacts thereof if anything is to happen. So from that point of view, then, when it comes to that cost effectiveness, maybe you can talk to us just around what some of those costs look like for small businesses. You know, is there tiered pricing? Is there a flat price that people are paying? How are some of these things being done? Simply because, as we well know, in South Africa or in any other country, the issue of prices tends to be one of the biggest sensitivities for small businesses, and it's probably one of the reasons why small businesses would likely even shy away from this type of investment in the same place, because it's perceived to be something that's going to be very costly.
Yeah, Amadiwa, there's a couple of elements that effectively would add to cost. When you look at cost in totality, the first one is selecting the right partner with the right capabilities to deliver the right solution. I think therein is also a cost factor that I think SMEs have to contend with, and the expertise and the wherewithal to be able to do that. So, you know, to your point, we've basically come up with standard packages, standard rates as well for the services, particularly if the SME customer, in which case is primarily the preferred way in which we can service them effectively, they consume this as a service, as a full service, you know, with the technology, with the associated professional skills and capabilities. It's almost like a unitized approach to how you can buy, you know, and consume a managed service. And we've basically built the tiered models to be able to do just that, based on the requirements. The second thing that we are doing is for cost effectiveness, we obviously, you know, provide services, as you know, that they can tap into a wealth of expertise from a pooled resource. And as I spoke to, you know, SOC services and SIEM services, they can basically, you know, consume them as a subscription service, which they can turn on and turn off, you know, as and when they require, you know, to the extent that they require and for as long as they require. The alternative to this has been that, as I said earlier, seeking to be able to, you know, figure out, you know, whether to buy firewalls or buy antivirus software at some point, or, you know, intrusion protection, intrusion detection, and then being able to select the right type of package and type of solution, and then trying to almost, you know, as an IT shop, deploy these things for themselves on their, you know, systems and small enterprises to mid enterprises alike. So we take away that complexity because they don't have to worry about, you know, what sits behind, let's call it a managed service. Basically, it's a subscription, it's a flat rate on a monthly basis. And depending on the types of services that they select, they can select services from as simple as a managed firewall service. Or, you know, they could just select, for instance, if they want to do a cybersecurity threat posture assessment and stop at that point just to understand their exposure to potential cyber attacks. They can take that as a package. Or they want to do a full-on vulnerability assessment. That becomes an option, and they can take that. So we've created it in such a way that it's flexible, it's easy to consume, but it's also really kind of benchmarked against what the industry rates are, so that at the end of the day, they don't basically have to worry and contend with the complexity of pulling all these things together to make for a comprehensive solution or security approach. We do also, and as part of the as a service model, you know, it's kind of, let's call it, the world has moved a lot into this on-demand as a service. You know, the same way people consume Netflix and on-demand services, this is designed in exactly the same way. You either go for a standard service, or you go for a premium service, and effectively we've created those types of tiering models to help support SMEs and make it easy for them to actually take these services on board. I mean, one other thing just to think of is a lot of SMEs typically today, they think about this last, right? They think about the business of the business. If you think of a typical SME, the person who's the business owner is basically the salesperson, is the accountant, is the, you know, the CEO, the HR person, all in one, in most cases, with a very small staff complement. So taking away some of these the key care abouts and the concerns does go a long way in helping those businesses to succeed and focus on the core business of their business. And the second thing is also, especially when you look at, you know, recent incidences in our country, from, you know, riots and things like that, and looting, or even natural disasters, which, by the way, is not only the preserve of SMEs, enterprises, large enterprises are also vulnerable to the same, but it becomes more drastic and more dramatic for SMEs because they could lose, they stand to lose everything and do not necessarily have the resources to be able to recover from such. Keeping all of their information assets, their data assets on-premise in their operating environment, I think is one big, big vulnerability. But also moving to the cloud and adopting cloud or securely adopting cloud becomes, let's call it, a point of anxiety. So, you know, this is also a mechanism for us to provide that peace of mind and the comfort for the typical SME to be able to, you know, move to online, move to, you know, cloud-enabled services, keep their information securely, and make sure that that information is kept in a redundant way, such that if, for instance, for whatever reason, with natural disaster or the like, their operating environment comes disrupted, they're still able to continue their business operations and recover that information, securely from the cloud. And cloud technologies are also, secure by design. And we go a step further in making sure that, you know, that information security and so on, that is still the responsibility of the enterprise, is also taken care of in terms of, you know, identity management, access management, authentication, and those types of capabilities, which become essential for operating in the digital sphere and online.
I think, Kabelo, before I let you go on, though, I just wanted to maybe get a sense. One of the big things that comes out of a discussion like this, like you said earlier on, is the fact that a lot of small businesses, it's the person who is, that's one business owner, tends to be everything, you know, in an enterprise. And so you're thinking about share of pocket, but you're also thinking about share of mind. And I was interested, as we are sort of rounding up this discussion, what approach you sort of have to ensure that issues of cybersecurity within your clients' minds, take up a little bit more space or, go up a notch or two on the totem pole, you know, of all the things that are competing for a small business owner's attention. As you said, you guys, with a solution like this, you're trying to reduce the complexity, but also trying to reduce the number of things that a small business owner has to do. But before that can happen, you sort of have to get the small business owner to even acknowledge that, okay, fine, cybersecurity is a thing. And then after that, acknowledge that this is something that needs to actually be invested in beyond accounting, beyond HR, beyond stock management, beyond branding, marketing, all of these other things that are going on. So maybe as we're rounding up this discussion, and also to encapsulate what you were about to say, you know, how are you at least helping to increase the share of mind and share of pocket of some of these cybersecurity solutions for small businesses who are already stretched as it is?
Yeah. Thanks, Mudiwa. Look, we actively advise our customers, particularly, you know, customers that we interact with to keep security, you know, front and center, top of mind, first and foremost, because oftentimes what we've learned is that security becomes, let's call it, the afterthought. And so to start with security in mind, I think is one of the principal ways, whether we are interacting with customers on a one-to-one, one-to-few, or in our retail outlets, for those customers who present themselves in those particular spaces, our staff is effectively equipped to be able to support them and advise them and create the requisite awareness. The other mechanism through which, you know, we've sought to drive security awareness is through industry fora. So we partake in industry, a lot of industry forums around cybersecurity and cybersecurity awareness, in particular, whether it's effectively IT web type of forums, or, you know, a broadband type of forums, or even, you know, industry analyst type of forums, like from the IDC and Gartner, etc. We are active participants in really fostering, you know, the awareness around security and what people can do, an enterprise, small enterprises can do in this particular space. And then proactively from a Vodacom perspective, we've taken a stance of running regular webinars to enable, you know, SMEs, and also to inform, guide, and advise, but create awareness of the importance of, you know, security policies, and also security being kind of something that needs to be set as a tone from the top in any business. So these are some of the ways in which we've been engaging the market, as it were, to bring about an awareness around what are the potential pitfalls, what are the potential, let's call it, solutions, and what is available for SMEs alike in this particular space in those different forums.
So that's been it. We were talking to Kabelo Makwane, who is the managing executive for cloud hosting and security over at Vodacom Business, giving us some insight into what's going on in the cybersecurity sector, particularly where small to medium enterprises are concerned. We hear that small businesses are one of the biggest engines of the economy. But in a practical sense, what does it actually mean when these businesses are under, you know, growing threat of cyber attacks? And one of the big things that Kabelo was talking about is the fact that a lot of these businesses don't have the resources on hand to be taking something like this, you know, really seriously. So the solution is to come up with a subscription service, or something that people can subscribe to and pay for, you know, periodically. And, you know, some of those costs, you know, from a business model point of view, are coming in from a tiered approach, because, you've got different packages and you've got different elements, in the way that a business can choose to protect itself. And all of that then lends, to the overall cost that a small business ends up incurring. You know, if you want, the full protection, then as a small business, you need to be willing to contend with the fact that, you know, it does come with the cost implication. But that cost implication will likely be much less than what it would be, you know, having, you know, traditional, you know, staff, huge departments in mind, and also just the headache of actually sitting and trying to decide for yourself which type of antivirus softwares, firewalls. I think that's the example that Kabelo gave earlier on, in terms of some of the decisions that they are trying to take off the table, just so that a small business owner can get on with the business of running their business. And then at the end, just talking about, you know, how do we engender a spirit of greater awareness, and also at the same time convince people that this is something to invest in, because this is the realm that we're in. A lot of people probably don't think that cybersecurity is something that they should be concerned about. But if the last 2 years are anything to go by, then anyone everywhere is vulnerable to all of these threats. That's the first thing. And secondly, some of these attacks might not necessarily be on you, but the entry point might be on a client, a customer, or someone else who holds your data and then uses that to try and gain entry, or to try and, you know, do something nefarious or underhanded to your business. Kabelo, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Wadiwa. Thank you to your listeners as well for having us.
This is Mudiwa's Take.
Back in the 1990s, if a business didn't have an email, particularly a small business, that was not a train smash, right? Hardly anyone could expect you to have, you know, an email address, or to even have a website. But today in 2022, these are basic requisites of operating in a digital economy. If you don't have, at least within the formalized part of the economy, if you don't have a website, or if you don't have an email address, or at least some type of a digital communication channel of some sort that people can access you through that's formal, then it's very hard to take that particular business seriously. And in the same way, once upon a time, these issues of cybersecurity seemed to be the preserve of large corporations where hackers and the like were trying to steal money, information, data, and the like from these large institutions, large organizations. But now anyone is vulnerable in some way, in one way or another. So the issue of cybersecurity and investment in the cybersecurity is no longer a nice to have. And the fact that you see businesses coming up with solutions like this, it certainly does make sense because businesses do need to protect themselves. And it's a huge thing because nowadays, because of increasing digitalization, one of the points that we didn't get round to is the fact that a lot of companies now, small to large, are collecting a lot of data. So before we even go anywhere, one of the most precious things that companies hold is a lot of customer information, a lot of customer data. And if anything, you want to be able to protect the identities and precious information of your customers, because from a reputational point of view, it's very tough if it does come out that sensitive customer information was leaked because of a vulnerability in your particular business. And especially if it comes out to say that there were no protections in place in the first place for the hackers to even, for anyone to even try and stop the hackers. So all of that lends itself to doing business. It's not only just about protecting the data, but also goes a long way to protecting and ensuring the reputation of an organization. And that's been it for this edition of the Business Day Spotlight. Remember that you can find our latest podcasts on Business Live. That's under the podcast Business Day Spotlight tab on Twitter. We're hashtag BD Spotlight. And remember that you can review and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your pods casted. Thank you to our amazing team. Our producer is Paige Muller. I've been Mudiwa Gavaza of the Business Day and Financial Mail. And this has been another edition of the Business Day Spotlight, which is a multimedia live production. So for myself and the rest of the team, it is good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.